From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama is set to meet with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan Tuesday on his final day at the Paris Climate Change Summit. They're expected to discuss the fight against Islamic State, as well as the controversy over the Russian plane shot down by Turkish forces last week in Turkey's airspace. On Monday, Obama urged world leaders to rise to the moment at the UN Climate Summit. Obama said the world shares a sense of urgency about curbing fossil fuel emissions and limiting the rise in global temperatures.
Our task here in Paris is to turn these achievements into an enduring framework for human progress. Not a stopgap solution, but a long-term strategy that gives the world confidence in a low-carbon future. Here in Paris, let's secure an agreement that builds in ambition.
The leaders are working to agree on binding measures to keep global temperatures from rising more than 2 degrees above pre-industrial levels. Representatives of the United States, South Korea, and Japan will meet in Washington this week to discuss the North Korean nuclear issue. A South Korean official says the envoys are expected to discuss the security situation in the Korean Peninsula and review ways to revive diplomatic efforts toward resolving a deadlock over North Korea's pursuit of nuclear weapons. The official said the envoys are also likely to reaffirm commitment to the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula in response to North Korea's renewed efforts for a peace treaty. This is VOA News. Burkina Faso's former Prime Minister Roch Marc Christian Kabore is the winner of the country's presidential election with more than half the vote.